It's the Bob Roberts Society Band, playing every Sunday at the Orange Grove Stand. They don't play grunge and they don't play loud. It's the magic of the music that still draws a crowd.
So, Sarah, until the U-Pick is ready to open, you might want to bring a few bands to the Orange Grove Stand to make a few extra bucks and help out some musicians. How's that?
Yeah, I was going to say, it's always nice to have a full accompaniment like the one you got there. So, you know, I always appreciate that.
And don't forget, their farm stand is actually open. Do you have information on Facebook about the farm stand that's at your farm?
Yeah,
in Waddell?
Yeah. So if you go to that website that Rosie mentioned earlier, justicebrothersupick.com, you'll find all the information about that. But we're also on social media at Justice Brothers UPick and also Justice Brothers Ranch. And so, we try to make it as clear and concise as possible about how to get over there. And yeah, so like I said, we're open every weekend from 9 to 3, and that'll be the same hours as the U-Pick once we get opened over there as well.
And that's in January at the U-Pick. Mm-hmm. But I first want to give props to Jennifer, Romy's mom, for the Cajun pecans you just handed me this morning when I came into the studio. I can't wait to try them because...
Just crack the lid and sniff them.
Yeah, I did. And I'll do it again because you told me, Rosie.
Oh, they're fresh, man, out of the oven.
So. Fresh out of the oven, a special Cajun recipe. I'm sure there's a secret sauce that you guys aren't revealing to anybody. But
it's published on our website.
Oh, okay. So it's not a secret sauce.
And the secret is using Green Valley pecans.
Yes, Green Valley pecans. And by the way, greenvalleypecans.com, they have a store where you can go there out in Green Valley. Where exactly are they located? I don't have the website in front of me, but
pecanstore.com.
Oh, it is pecanstore.
Pecanstore.com. And you can pick from naturals, chocolates, candied, savory, specialties, or bestsellers.
And pecan butter. I ordered a bunch yesterday.
Oh. But what I've got to say is, what a combo, our local pecan growers and Jennifer. I got them straight from Jennifer, so I feel like my pecans here in this jar are way more special.
Well,
but
thank you.
They are Green Valley pecans.
That's right.
Just one of the many aspects of Arizona agriculture here in the great state of Arizona, and why we have the Farm Bureau in the first Saturday of every month here in our outdoor living hour. But Swin mentioned earlier Justice Brothers Ranch, and for anybody that has property or the inclination to raise their own beef, I've got my last two beef cows from Selwyn, and we'll be, you know, bringing them to harvest. They were set for June, but there was a little surprise. They both calved. No one knew that. I think Selwyn's fence was a little weak on the corner. Nobody saw where the bull got in.
That's
so we're like,
too funny.
Surprise! So we nursed them, and you know, we've rescheduled for the harvest date. But now, you know,
yeah, I was gonna say I was waiting for your call, but now I know why I haven't got it yet.
You know what? So
generally, it's every year, but I've got 2 year supply of meat now.
Your kids funny. Had to have a ball discovering that one morning, right?
So Roxy comes back and she goes, "There's a baby out there, like a baby in what? A cow."
Cute. I love it. You know, I
the stork must have delivered it.
But if you have the room and you're so inclined to raise your own beef, you can call the Justice Brothers Ranch and schedule a pickup date. They may not have one ready now, but they'll put you on the list. And when one's ready and of age, you know, you can go pick it up. Do you guys deliver by chance?
Yeah, we can if the price is right. You know, that's good with us. But yeah, no, as long as it's local enough to us, we certainly don't mind doing that.
So are you raising most of your beef for the local market, or are you doing both the traditional auction sell and...
Yeah, we take about every quarter, we make a run down to the Marana Stockyards, run by the Parson family, who are really great and wonderful people, and it's a great institution here in Arizona. But yeah, we run a load down to the Marana Stockyard about every quarter, and then but we're always more than happy to sell stuff that we've got here on hand, provide everybody's patient enough for us to get something that's a decent enough size to send them over.
There are other auction houses, and I understand there's one going up in Tonopah, but for cattle, that Marana cattle auction ranch. I mean, that's the real deal.
It is. It really is. The other thing I want to point out about the Justice family, if you're curious, you want to know more about them, just go to azfb.org, Arizona Farm Bureau's website. And literally on the website, you can just plug in Justice, and we have boatloads of information on them. In fact, Dwayne and Selwyn give me a hard time because I'm always bothering them to do something. But hey, it's all worthy causes, right?
Yeah, well, yeah. My father, my mother, and myself have all served on boards, Maricopa County, and my mother and my father both served in the state board as well. So yeah, there's a long tradition of that in our family, and my dad's dad as well.
And you're not going to get off easy.
We're devotees.
Yes, you're devotees, and you're not going to get off easy. There's expectations that you stick with us for the long haul, Selwyn.
Yeah, my dad's been with Arizona Farm Bureau since almost the beginning, 100 years ago. So, you know, I've got a long road to hoe ahead of me.
I'm suspicious he might be listening. You might get in trouble after this is all over. Yeah.
I'm sure I'll hear something about something, yeah.
He's the Justice family is a typical farm family. They hang out with the Arizona Farm Bureau all the time. So,
Selwyn Justice, Justice Brothers Ranch, Justice Brothers You Pick It. You can go to justinbrothers.com. Find out when the Citrus Grove is open. I said Waddell, but Selwyn said it was surprise. I mean, it's right there on the border. It's Greenway where the road ends somewhere out in the 100 Avenue. It's 100 miles, probably like 80th Avenue, probably. Arizona Farm Bureau, fillyourplate.org.
Yes.